goes through the halachas and Shalach Manos. We'll take a lesson today and tomorrow to cover the halachas. We'll have for the halachas today. There's a mitzvah, Medivrei Kabbalah, from the Megillah, to give two manos, two portions, to one individual. That's the ikrichi of the mitzvah it must be done on the day of Purim. Cannot be done on the night before. We mentioned, the Mishavur points out, the bracha of Shechiyonu that you say in the morning covers the Mishalach Manos also, so you should not do it before you read the Megillah and say the bracha of Shechiyonu. We want you to try and do it immediately afterwards, if possible. Try to do it immediately afterwards, and therefore the bracha will be going clearly, because of Zvizah Matim and the Mitzvahs, also the bracha is going on it. But the Iker point is Zvizah Matim and the Mitzvahs, the person should Mekai in the Mitzvah of Shalach Manos. One who gives to more people, obviously, is Chazal say Hareza Meshubach. That's considered a praiseworthy endeavor. But we mentioned yesterday, if you have a choice between spending more money on Shalach Manos or on Matanos of Yoinim, one should preferably spend the extra money on Matanos of Yoinim. A person should send something which is ready to use as is, not something which has to be cooked or something of that sort. It's ready to eat. Inside of a can is not a problem. Inside of a bottle is not a problem. It's not ready to use as is. You have to open the can. That's not a problem. What items have to be set? Have to be sent? We said it has to be two monos. This is a famous issue. Clear in the Rambam that two monos could be. He talks about two different types of meat, two different cuts of meat from the behemoth. That's considered a valid two monos because it's two different types of meat. The two different types of you send cooked chicken and roasted chicken. Sweet and sour chicken and breaded chicken, that's considered two different monos, and that's considered fine. So there's no requirement that it has to be two different brachas. As far as I know, the bracha on chicken, no matter how you cook it, is still shahakol. However, I would point out that sending two apples is not considered two monos. There's a chshiva, so different types of chicken, etc. It's considered a mono, it's considered a portion. Sending two apples, sending two oranges is not considered two monos. That's one mono, that's one portion of, if you will, X amount of fruits of that sort. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that you should send something which befits the person that you're sending it to. And the Ritzvah Sinai says it should befit the person who's sending it. The person you're sending it to, you send him this person is a chashuv person, a very wealthy person, you send him a very small portion, for him it's not something chashuv, it's not going to increase the friendship which you want to increase over here, it's not going to be increased. So if it's something which befits the person that you're sending to, the person who's giving it, again, the goal is at least going to one explanation, is to increase the friendship, etc. If I send something which is very, for me, it's a very minimal thing, the person say, yeah, cheapskate, he's going to give me much more, he only gave me this cheap thing. If I give something which, according to my stature and my status, and I'm a very, very wealthy person, so I should be giving something of significance to show how much I want to give something nice to you. So it should be preferably. Now, Mishavur does not mention the second requirement. He mentions the first one. He brings some ritvua, and he himself seems to say, we don't pass on to ritvua. But then the chadchil, a person can and should be machmer on that point. From all the conversation, we see that you're only talking about items which are edible. You would not be good, so it's very nice, and it's a very nice mitzvah. You want to send somebody a sefer. The famous Shalom, the Menosha Levi, sent his sefer for Shalach Manos for the purpose of, he wrote a sefer on the Megillah, he sent it to his father-in-law as Shalach Manos. Now that's a tremendous Shalach Manos, to get a sefer from your son-in-law about the Megillah. He held your yotz, the mitzvah Shalach Manos, the mice said to Mechalik, it's on the poskim, but we assume that you're not yotz in that situation. Is liquid considered a mana? When we talked about portions of food, is liquid? So the Magen Rama says that liquid is considered a mana, and you can send a roll and a bottle of wine, and you're yotzei your two manas. And the Mishabur quotes this Magen Rama and says that liquid is considered a mana; it's not a problem. However, those of you who have heard of Yitzdin Shir, have been through Rabbi Yitzdin Shir for the Purim time, so he goes to the Gemara and Megillah and Daf Zayin and Beis, where there's the Gersa of the Ben Chananel, which seems to indicate that Ben Chananel holds that liquid is not considered a mana. It's not brought down. The Gra passes like that. The Mishabura passes is not like that. It's not a problem. The Gra passes that liquid is not a mana, like that Shita, but the Magen Avraham, the Chayotim, Mishabura, etc., all passing liquid is considered a mana. So my suggestion is that you could be yotze with it if you have the opportunity, at least once out of your main shalach manos, one of them to do something which is maybe would not have the question, and also have them besides the liquid. Remember, we are bachim yeshiva. a donut and a cup of orange juice was the standard shalach manis used to send to somebody. So that was that. Definitely, you'd be yotze with that. But if you have an opportunity to do more than that, that'd be preferable. Have a good morning.